last night, a little dancer.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, KFAN is proud to present the arrival of Jesse the Body Ventura. It's a monumental occasion here at KFAN and Censors in Bloomington. Minnesota's new governor, Jesse the Body, Jesse the Mind Ventura, has arrived, and everybody's all wide-eyed. Hey, boss. Good to see you again, man.
Are we on the air?
We're on the air.
Well, what a turnout. What a turnout. Well, they said it couldn't be done, but we did. Who's doing all the Jessies? Oh, that's jeez.
That's your beloved fans.
That's my beloved fans. There we are. All right. Where's my beloved producer? Where's Ruth at? Is he working? What are you working or sitting around?
Can't give a little break.
Well, you don't take no break when I go on the air. They accused us that a vote for me was a wasted vote. Well, guess what? Those wasted votes wasted them. The bottom line was there was more wasted votes than there were. What are their kind of votes then? If mine was a wasted vote, what is theirs? Anyone got an idea? A losing vote. Yeah, whatever. Anyway, joining me now, a friend, a talented guy. I watch him, a guy that I've outdressed him today.
You know, I said, this is kind of role reversal. You know, usually, I'm wearing the suit of games, yes, and you're in a sweatshirt.
That's right. That's right. Flip Saunders, coach of the Timberwolves. And we're not going to get into all the collective bargaining and all of that stuff going on, because really that's got nothing to do with Flip. Flip's the coach. He has to wait for that to run its course and then hopefully get the guys back in and put a team together and get competitive. I guess the one thing I could say, ask Flip, is how many guys, I mean, as a coach now, you don't even know who you're getting back, right? Because there hasn't been able to negotiate or nothing?
We've got about 7 guys under contract, and we've got some other guys that are free agents, but we feel that, you know, we're going to be able to sign them. You know, we've had a lot of enthusiasm in our you know, our organization. I hope that we can carry through the enthusiasm you got going here for us when we do start playing.
Well, good. Hey,
I got a great way. You know, you rappelling down from the ceiling.
Yep.
We're the only team in the NBA that's ever had a governor do that.
Well, and I was going to – you beat me to the punch because I was going to ask you if you'll still let me.
Hey, anytime you want.
You know.
One thing I'm going to do, though, you know, I got some extra ties. Now, you probably don't have a whole lot of ties, do you?
No.
I got some extra ties.
Good. All right. I'll take some. I might need some now. But how's KG doing?
You know, we have, believe it or not, since, you know, we have not talked to any player since July 1.
Really?
When the lockout went. But
so you're not even allowed to talk to them?
No. But from what we hear, we actually have about 9 guys in town. A lot of the guys have been playing over at one of the health clubs. KG's kind of been in and out. Him and Steph have been playing. Well, we know our guys are in pretty good shape. So I think when we start playing, you know, we're going to be pretty good to start with, because I think our young guys have a tendency to always keep in shape.
Yeah, that's the key. You got the youth.
You know, we're probably going to have a shortened training camp, a couple weeks, and so we'll be ready to get it going, and hopefully you'll be sitting over there opening night.
Oh, hey, I'll tell you, last year was so fun. I mean, it was so fun to finally have a winning team that came out with a winning record, and then to get so close in those playoffs. I mean, when we got up 2-1, I thought, here we go. I mean, we're going to score the upset. And
ran out of gas.
Well, you know, it's going to – and I think it was experience. You know, I think that's what it was, because we had never even won a playoff game before. And all of a sudden we're up 2-1, and I think they got a little in shock, I think.
I'll tell you one thing. You know, I don't know how many people saw game 3 here, but that's when Jesse kind of came down. And after he came down, he ripped off the coat and kind of went in front of the Seattle bench and kind of gave it the wrestling thing of George Karl. And that look George Karl had on his face, that blank look, those are the same two looks those two guys had last night on their face at the end of the night.
Well, we'll take – Flip, hang with us. We got another man. Oh man! I mean, before this happened, I couldn't get an owner to call me. No, I mean, Glenn Taylor never called, and now on line five. Let's go to not line five, and I'm got to be more polite. I don't dare call him what I did when he came to town. Do I, PA? Remember when he came to town? And they said, we're going to a press conference right during my show. And I said, well, I can go to lunch. And they said, no, it's not going to be that long. I said, are you kidding me? This guy's a Texican. I said, they can't go for more than, you know, they can't just talk 5 minutes. I said, they're going to take, I'm going to lunch. And I did. Joining me now, line, what line is that? Five, the owner. And I think he deserves a round of applause with a great season, Red McCombs of the Vikings.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Red. Where you at? Down in San Antonio?
I'm down here trying to sell used cars. My God, man, all I need is a little of you to rub off on me.
What? You don't need that. You got way more money than I got even after buying the Vikings. I need
Honor,
you to rub off
Your
on
Honor,
me.
You are the governor.
I know. It hasn't quite set in yet.
You are the governor. Jesse, that was America, America, America. That was people getting their voice heard.
I agree. Anyway, I think so.
I couldn't be happier for you. I'm just delighted that you've had that opportunity. Anyway, now I want you to rub some of that off on us.
Well, you know, I was out. We were traveling on that 72-hour caravan, and I got the games as much as I could, but I think that was the problem. Normally, I'm glued to the TV set. This time, I wasn't, and we got nipped down in Tampa, but they're a good team, and I will rebound from it. But
hey,
Red,
listen, you can body slam me on the 50-yard line if you want to.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, though, Red. You know, I do have a request. Last year, I would do Vikings Uncensored, and the Vikings wouldn't even give me a press pass.
Well, that was last year.
Why, no, you weren't around.
Jesse, you're the governor.
Okay.
Hey, there's a difference.
You mean that means I get out of the nosebleed seats?
Well, I'm inviting you to come sit with me. I'd love to have you and your wife and your children with me this Sunday. Come on.
We're at home, too, aren't we?
Yes, we are home game. Okay. The New Orleans Saints.
Ooh, Mike Ditka. I might take you up on that, Red.
Well, we would love to have you.
All right. Thank you very much, and I appreciate the call.
We would love to have you, and I'm telling you, that shot that you pulled up there in Minnesota was heard around the world. If we could transfuse blood like we send to fax, I'd ask you right now to send me a transfusion.
There you go. You know, that's what I like about this guy, Red McCombs. You know why? He reminds me of me. He's got the one-liners, don't he? And I'll tell you, no, Red, and you deserve some credit, too, absolutely, from up here in Minnesota, because since you've bought in this football team, you've put the Vikings on the fast track. I mean, Purple Mania's going wild. Viking football has never been better. I mean, since the old days with Bud Grant and that era of the Purple People Eaters. And we're happy that you're the owner and keep doing a good job for us.
Jesse, I'm going to do everything I can. The people of Minnesota have been great to me, and I just want to congratulate you. I am serious. We'd love to have, you don't have to make any commitment now, we'd love to have you and your wife and your children with us Sunday. And if not this Sunday, whenever you can.
Okay, thank you, Red. Appreciate
All right,
it very much. Thank you. Bye-bye. You know, I'm beginning to kind of like this gig.
Hey, you got no choice now.
All of a sudden, you get to go watch the games. Oh, the next thing it'll be Mark Rosen will invite me on Sunday night.
You got it.
Let's see. What do we got here? All right, we got. Let's go to Winter Park, and then we'll go to Representative Bill Haas, who's waiting in line here, a good friend of mine. Let's go out to Winter Park for a minute. Who we got out there?
I got home Sunday night, and 9-year-old who really understand it.
What? Do what?
Throw it in program.
Throw it into program. The hell are you doing back there? I can see things haven't changed at the fan since I've been gone. Throw it into program.
Why don't we go to Representative Haas first?
Is that Chad? What, did he get a raise?
Hey, Jess.
He's now running the show back there? Oh, jeez. I'm glad I won governor. All right, let's go to line 7. Bill Haas. Bill.
Hey, Jess.
How you doing?
Congratulations.
Bill, I didn't have time to look. Did you win?
I won big, Jess, 57%.
Thank you. Outstanding.
The biggest margin I ever had.
Good. Outstanding, Bill. I'm looking forward to getting over there with you because I know that I got an ally.
Oh, I tell you, Jess, I'm ready to work for you. I tell you, I was so happy when you won. Listen, our party last night, we had standing room only in my house. We ran out of food early. And we were sitting there, and people were saying, do you think Jesse can do it? And when your numbers started going up, everybody was going nuts in here. Well, it was unbelievable. And we found out early we won. It was just a sweet night. Then we won the House by 71 seats. Now we can start working for the people of Minnesota.
Well, it's going to be, you know, we talked about it this morning over at the governor's and with the press over there. And we're in a unique situation now, Bill, because, of course, you've got me as an independent governor.
Which is fantastic.
And the Republicans have now won the House, and the Democrats will have the Senate. So everybody's got a little piece of the action now.
That's right. But you know what? The people of Minnesota spoke last night, and that's who we work for.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Bill, thank you, and congratulations.
Same to you, Jeff, and I'll be looking forward to working with you. We're going to have
fun. All right. Thank you. Bill Haas
from
the district out in Champlin, Minnesota, where I have the good fortune of coaching a little football out there. Well, let's go to we'll keep Flip up here now for a little bit, but let's go out to Winter Park right now.
Jesse.
Yes.
Jesse the Body Ventura.
Yes.
Mike Morris. What's going on, Jesse?
Now, I want to ask you something, Mike.
Go ahead. You're the governor. You can say anything you want.
Who's the superstar now?
You think you ain't? You think you ain't? Oh, man. Jesse, congratulations. What?
Thank you.
I couldn't be more happy for you, Jesse. You've always spoke your mind. I've always looked up to you because, of course, you were a Navy SEAL. And I look up to anyone who served this country, and I think you did a great thing, man. The way you pulled this thing off is unbelievable.
But I
want you to know, did you get my money?
I don't know.
I don't know. There was a lot of money out there, wasn't there?
I don't know. I don't remember. Did it go to the campaign?
No, I bought a T-shirt.
Oh, you did?
I bought a T-shirt, and then I sent a check for your... I sent a check to your campaign committee as well. So,
all right, thanks, Mike.
But listen, I just wanted to let you know that you indeed are the superstar. Protons, neutrons, and all that garbage. You think you ain't?
Well, we'll find out. Now tell him the real reason you look up to me, because I can kick your ass.
Oh! I'll be over at Censors. Hold on, I'll be right over. I'll be right over. That'll be the celebrity death match of the week.
Wait. Now, I got to ask you something serious, Mike, moment. How the hell does a snapper get hurt?
Well, I don't know, buddy.
I saw you borderline going on the disabled list.
Well, it was pretty close. I've had trouble since camp with my calf, and I've managed to redo it almost every week, Jesse, but it hasn't kept me off the field. So
okay. We're
still trying to throw strikes back there and set up the kicking game. And
you're doing a great job because Gary Anderson hasn't missed all year.
Well, he's the best kicker I've ever had a chance to snap to, Jesse. I've had Nick Lowry, I've had Norm Johnson, Eddie Murray, Squadraves, and now I've got the best that there ever was in Gary Anderson. So it's a real honor to be able to snap the ball and set his game up.
Yeah, what does he look like upside down?
Well, actually, my whole world's upside down. But it's
that's what I mean.
But especially this morning when I woke up.
All right, let's... Should we take some more callers, Dave?
All the way up to the top.
All right, callers to the top of the hour. Let's go to Dan on line 2. Dan, you're on the fan. Good morning.
Good morning, Jesse. Actually, it's afternoon.
I know, but I haven't slept for a couple days, so spare me.
I hear you.
Okay.
Hey, I just have one question for you.
Okay.
I hear that everybody's going to be getting from the government, from Minnesota, all the Minnesotans are going to get $1,000. And is that taxpayer money that we've already given you, and will it be retaxed? And that's the only question I got for you.
No, no. What happened was that's what you would have gotten had they given the surplus back. You follow me? That's what you would have gotten. That means past tense, Dan.
Oh, okay. So that you're not going to be given that.
That means sayonara, say goodbye.
Uh-huh.
It ain't there anymore.
Oh, okay.
It's gone.
Okay, well, what about in the future if we get any of that big monies like that?
Well, I hope to implement a trigger mechanism to where, much like the one they do in the state of Oregon, where after a certain percentage, if the budget goes over that, as long as the state is sitting with a good rainy day reserve fund, which they certainly are, they're in excellent financial condition right now, then that too would be given back, absolutely. You know, because that's overtaxation when there's a surplus budget like that. That means they took too much from you. Same as the electric company if they were to do it.
Okay.
Thanks, Dan.
Thanks,
all right, bye-bye.
Jeff. Bye.
Let's go to Tom on line three. Tom, go ahead. You're on the fan.
Hey, Jesse, congratulations.
Thanks, Tom.
Hey, I have, an opinion. I'm curious if you agree with it, and if so, you know, what you might do about it. And it's this. Now that you've won, you know, the Democrats and Republicans aren't just going to go away and what they represent. Do you think that they'll really back off for 4 years and just let you be whatever it is that you're going to be, but in the end hope that you just fade away and that you don't spawn something that will further challenge them? And if you do agree with that, is there something that you plan on doing about that?
Well, first of all, we're all there elected to represent the people. And I think we all keep that in mind, both as legislators and as the governor. And it's going to be a unique situation, like earlier when I talked to State Rep Bill Haas, because now you have an independent governor, you have the Republicans in charge of the House, and you have the Democrats in charge of the Senate. So you've truly got a three check and balance going here between the two parties, myself and the government. So, I'm hoping we can, you know, build the coalition, because let's face it, government and governing is a book of compromises. You compromise to reach common goals, and hopefully we can make those compromises we need to better the state of Minnesota and move forward. I'm not out to fight with anybody. I'm out doing, you know, to an attempt to enjoy this, you know, and do what we're going to do and make Minnesota the greatest place we can live in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I just best of luck in shaking things up. I think you represent the future.
Well, I didn't shake it up. I just offered myself up. It's the voters who shook it up.
Okay.
You know, so, you know, you're the ones that did it. You're responsible.
Well, me. I was one of them, Jeff.
Thank you, Tom.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye. Let's go to Tim on line one. Tim, you're on the fan.
Congrats, Mr. Governor.
Hi, Tim.
Question.
How are you?
Fine, thanks. Say, you've won the war, but the big battle you're going to face in the very near future, obviously, sports-wise, is going to be the Metrodome Stadium issue and a new stadium for the Twins. And I know I speak for every baseball fan in Minnesota when I can't say, when I do say, I can't wait until you go nose-to-nose with Carl Pohlad over the issue.
Well, I made a promise. And I'm not going to bend or break on that promise, and so they're going to have to find a creative ways to do it without public tax dollars.
I think
they can do it. Carl Pohlad did not get to where he's at and the wealth he's gained by being a dumb man.
Mm-hmm.
This is a brilliantly smart man, and I just think it's a matter of of sitting down, and if it's going to happen, it can happen, and there's creative ways to do it. And certainly, you know, as governor, I will support the effort, and we'll find some common ground and hopefully keep the Twins here. But, you know, baseball has to do something about their labor, too. I mean, when Mike Piazza from New York has just signed for $91 million for 7 years.
That's ridiculous.
I mean, excuse me, I can't look into the face of a hard-working guy or girl making $25,000, $30,000 a year and raising their kids and tell them I'm going to take their money so Mike has a place to play.
Exactly.
Because it is just that. It's a game. It's a business, but it's still a game. It's a game kids play.
Well, good luck to you.
Thanks, Tim.
Ready.
Let's go to line four, Stacia. Stacia, you're on the fan. Good morning. Good afternoon. Excuse me.
Hi, Jesse.
Hi.
I just want to say I am so happy that you won. Well, I was so dismayed at the beginning of this when it was, you know, the standard political parties running, and then you came in, and it just gave me hope again in the political process.
Well, remember, you know, it's still the government, and the government is bigger than all of us. You know, it's a great big huge piece of machinery that I've equated it to being like a large wheel, and if you stand in front of it, it's going to run you over. What you try to do is get on board and guide it a little bit, you know, and steer it a little bit if you can, nudge it this way or that way, the direction you want to go. But, you know, the state of Minnesota is not going to falter and disappear because or anything like that because Jesse Ventura is the new governor. It'll go on just like the city of Brooklyn Park did when I was the mayor.
Oh, I'm sure it will. I'm sure it will. And I have something I'd like to say to all the experts and the so-called journalists.
Okay.
You know, I'm in my mid-30s. I'm finally able to go for my graduate work.
You know,
and
you.
I've been politically active most of my adult life, and that's one of the reasons I'd become so dismayed. You know, I'm an educated and informed voter, and I couldn't, in good conscience, vote for either of the other two candidates. You know, so, you know, these people coming out, they're just trying to diminish, I think, your victory and the victory for the people of Minnesota. You know, and you proved them wrong once, and I have every confidence that you're going to prove them wrong again.
Well, thank you, Stacia. I appreciate that. But again, you know, it. Everyone, the main thing I want to say, and the thing that bothered me was people who kind of insinuate that for some reason you don't have the right to run. This is America. Anyone can run. And the other thing is they say, are you qualified? Well, maybe we better change the qualifications then, because when you go over to the Secretary of State's office, all it says is be over the age of 25 and live in the state for a year. That means there's quite a few qualified people out there, isn't it? There you go. Thanks. Let's go to Mike on line two. Mike, you're on the fan.
Hey there, Jesse.
Hi, Mike.
I just had a couple things to run by you real quick. I was watching the election stuff around 9 o'clock last night, and Humphrey's campaign manager happened to be on, and he was talking about how his party and the Republican Party were doing the right to vote movement so thoroughly, and your party was not, which he referred to as the WWF party. What do you think about that?
Well, what do you mean the right to vote movement? If you listen to any of the debates, the majority of all the debates I participated in, what was my final message to all the people when I would do my final talk? It was encouraging people to get out and vote because I feel so strongly about that. I don't, you know, they're going to say, they say a lot of stuff, you know, and a lot of untruths get said out there. And it's like what they say, all is fair in love, war, and politics, you know, and there's no other way to put it. I mean, if you said the things in politics, if you said that in the regular private sector, man, oh, man, would you be going to get lawyers?
Yeah,
you can't get away with saying the things in the private sector that they're allowed to get away with saying in running for public office.
And it was just funny to hear him say that we'll let the people decide what happens tonight. And
well,
it's about time it did happen like that.
Yep, they sure did. Thanks, Mike.
Yep.
All right, let's go to, we'll take two more calls and then, what is this now? Oh, okay, there we go. All right. We'll get two more calls and then I'm running out of gas. I got to tell you that honestly, and I got to deal with the press here in a few moments, so I'll be doing that. And, of course, the common man, Dan Cole, is coming up. And, you know, common may be leaving the station. Look at Mick's eyes got big out there. What do you mean? Because there may be a commissioner of golf courses formed. And you know, the common man, somebody's got to go out and check those pin placements and check those where the tees are. And, of course, to do that, you have to walk and carry a bag, you know, to really understand it completely. And
Your Highness, Mr. Governor.
There he is.
Your Highness, Mr. Governor. It's the common man.
The common man.
From deep down in my heart, I'm so happy for you, I can't tell you.
Thanks, Dan.
I'm as pleased as punch and as proud as I can possibly be. Go, Jesse the Governor Ventura.
All right, common, and he's coming up shortly. We're going to finish off the last two couple of calls here. Let's go to Jody on line one. Jody, you're on the fan.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Jody.
This is Jody from Oakdale.
Hi, Jody.
I want to tell you, I am super proud of you.
Well, thanks.
And you even got my father-in-law to vote.
Really?
First time in a long time.
Is that that's a tough deal to do, huh?
Yeah. It'll take 5 minutes of your time.
Yeah, hey, I know.
I got a question for you.
Okay.
Are you going to be able to do anything tax-wise for these small businesses?
Am I going to be able to do something tax-wise for small businesses?
Yeah.
Well, I'm hoping that we can do something tax-wise for everybody.
I hope so.
You know, the thing we got to remember are high taxes in the Iron Range, high taxes in the farmland, high taxes in the urban city are all the same thing, aren't they? They're high taxes.
Yep.
It doesn't matter where you live; it's all the same.
You bet.
And and hopefully we can lower them and continue with great government service. Thanks, Jody.
You bet.
Thank you. And I'll take one more call, and then we'll go to another friend of mine before I'm going to end for today. Tom on line 3. Tom, go ahead. You're on the fan.
Yeah, Jeff.
Tom.
Tom from Hugo. I guess you don't need retaliate 98 anymore. We can put it to rest.
Yeah, I think so. Hold on to them T-shirts. They may be collector's items someday.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to wish you luck last Friday. You slid out of the truck so quick, but you didn't need it.
Well, Tom,
keep up
I'll
the
tell
good
you.
Work.
Thanks, and great job driving us and all that, and what a trip we had for that 72 hours, huh?
You bet. I'll tell you what, it's been a heck of a ride. You just stay with the engine and keep it headed in the right direction.
All right. Thanks, Tom.
You betcha.
Very good. Oh, I guess he's not on the line, but I got congratulations from Eric Webster Webby and the St. Paul Saints. And so we look for another good season out of them. Anyway, that's it for me today. I'm starting to nod off.
Jesse, you can't make this stuff up.
So keep listening to KFAN, Jesse the Body. And get ready, because Dan Cole, the Common Man, is coming up next. I'm out of here. I don't know what else to say. We've shocked the world. Minnesota leads the way.